are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to end a very busy week on the lighter side by checking in with the Capitol Stems, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their master impressionist, Mark Eaton. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Wow. Next Tuesday, Election Day. Can you believe it's here?
I know. You know, we've only been going on with this for, what, 2 years now? Finally coming to its conclusion.
Seems like just yesterday there were like 10 or 12 people crammed onto those primary debate stages. Each one talked for about 90 seconds and 2 hours.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, you know, it seems like only last year we were already sick of the race.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah, we got a little more to go, don't we?
That too. Now, I know the Capitol Steps love comedy, mm-hmm. you love controversy, and you love chaos. So are you hoping for maybe not a complete repeat of the 2000 recount, but at least a little bit of uncertainty?
Well, you know, that's always interesting because, you know, we have to sit down and kind of have, oh, okay, here's contingency plan A for if, you know, McCain wins, and here's plan B if Obama wins. So, you know, we've got that set out for the day after the elections. And we've always done that in the past. And, well, of course, as you mentioned, in 2000, we got thrown a complete curveball and didn't have a decision after Election Day and then had to come up with some new material such as, you know, hanging chads and how the people of Florida don't, you know anything at all. And so hopefully maybe we'll have a little smoother transition this time around.
Well, in honor of the chaos that reigned 8 years ago, we go back to a Capitol Steps classic from just after that event. And you mentioned it, the hanging chads.
That's right.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Tallahassee, Florida, as part of the wider truck tour, please welcome the singing chads.
Come to the pole, why don't you, babe?
Oh.
Punch my hole, why don't you, babe?
Oh.
But you never detach me. You just keep me hanging on. Where are the ones who went to the pole?
Oh.
Too out of shape to punch a hole.
Oh.
You tried to vote for two or three, but you
let me hanging on.
You say you didn't mean to punch for Buchanan, and that's absurd. But you had a real light lunch, and if this takes too long, you'll miss the early bird.
Special.
To end this whole discrepancy, push Florida into the sea.
Now.
The whole state is a chad like me. It just keeps on happening.
Oh, Mark, the good old days of elections. You know, I got some bad news for you on that front, though, because just prior to this segment on the program, we talked to an elections expert, and he says because of what happened in Florida, almost nobody does punch cards in the country anymore, so it's all like fancy 21st century technology.
Oh, my gosh, and you know that can never go wrong. We know that from working on our home computers, don't we?
Exactly right.
Well, we can always hope for, you know, Acorn maybe rearing their ugly heads or something
like
that.
Yeah, a little voter fraud. That would be fun, huh?
Yeah, you know, you have to just say the Democrats had to sign up all these dead people because they didn't want the Republicans to steal the election this time, right?
To balance things out. As a master impressionist, Mark, my guess is that depending on who wins, you would probably either be John McCain or Joe Biden in a show. Which one do you feel more comfortable doing for the next 4 years?
Well, let's face it. I mean, McCain is easier because he's got a very distinctive talking style. He carries his body in a very distinctive way. You know, he's got that, my friends, we're going to do this, and we're going to be mavericks in Washington. He's got that whole thing going on. I swear, I think you could do the most dead-on Joe Biden impression in the world, and no one would know.
I think it's less with Joe Biden, the voice, and just saying completely outrageous things, and
exactly.
maybe the hair a little bit.
Exactly. We have a line in our show now where he talks about as a small boy watching FDR debate Abraham Lincoln on TV, and of course the place just roars. But, you know, it's interesting. If, you know, I don't like to talk about, you know, one-sided press, but if Palin made some of the gaffes that this guy has made, you know, it would just be all over the place.
Absolutely.
He hasn't done a press conference apparently since September 9th. They only got him scripted because he's so prone to do they don't even call it gaffes. I think the Democrats call it some kind of flourish, rhetorical flourish.
Rhetorical flourish. That's what Obama said, yeah. Biden is definitely on a short leash, but we'll see who survives next week. Mark, thanks as always for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out 24 hours a day at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.